Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into His presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love Him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship Him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. I need some people who know how to worship Him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh, yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship Him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship Him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. I magnify your name, Lord. praise him. The whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
We enter in right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, for one more time. We thank you, Father God, for new mercy and new grace. Hallelujah. We enter in right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way. Move on this line today here in Meet Week service. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you've called us. Hallelujah. For such a time as this, Father God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. As we enter in right now, we welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come now and have your way.
Lord Jesus.
Have your way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome. Yes, welcome. Welcome here to midweek service.
Yes.
You know, we're thankful that you are here with us, you know, in attendance. You know, God have designated this day. This is God's day, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Absolutely.
I was glad when they said unto me,
yes,
let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 So we're so glad you are to be in the house
Jesus.
Of the Lord. You know, we are the church. We are
Jesus.
The church of Christ.
Thank God.
We're just glad you know to be right here in
one more time.
Service. One more time.
One more time. Because some people plan to be here today. Some people would just, you know, just be grateful for the opportunity to have one more time to be able to go into the house of the Lord, to be able to just call on his name. So you have so much to be grateful for, and open up your mouth and give God praise and all glory, to be thankful for one more time.
Amen. Amen.
How many people just wanted that one more time?
There's a lot of one more times that I have in my heart right now. Just,
Jesus.
Just had that one more time. Me and my wife were talking about one of these one more time.
Oh,
we don't talk about it now, but we were just talking about just if I just had that one more chance just to do this one more time or to do this again or to turn this all around. But we thank God that
because
we have
one more time.
That one more time.
Yes, and I just want to say this to you all that's here in midweek service. Hallelujah. A friend of mine called me and told me a friend of hers, a brother was in the hospital, and while he was under, and we were praying, and he was asked while we were, you know, calling, you know, for him,
mm-hmm.
That he was able to come back, and he asked God during the time he had an encounter with God while he was under for one more time to come back and get it right. And he just, you know, he was able to come back and just thank God for the one more time. Then he was able to go home to glory. Amen.
That's right.
God
That's
gave him one more time
to
make it all right.
To make it all right.
Amen. So a lot of times you just hear the word one more time and you just go, But seriously and honestly, if you just think about it, God has given you this day.
How many one more times
one
has
more
God
time.
Given us?
Amen.
Take advantage of these one more times.
Hallelujah.
Welcome. Welcome.
I'm Pastor Tywin Eagleman.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Hallelujah. Welcome you all to Midweek Service. If it's your first time here with us in Midweek Service here at the Gospel Public Ministry, we want you to personally welcome you today to Midweek Service with the Gospel Public Ministry. So press one so we can personally welcome you. We like to pray with you and pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen.
Amen.
I didn't think I was going to be able to able to talk today. I wasn't at noon, but I thank God we were able to still have the shout today at 12. We just reran one of the old episodes. You know, the shout is live. We're supposed to be live and have that encounter then, but I had an opportunity to be on the other end and listen, and I was blessed. So you all won't hear a whole lot from me today because of my voice, but I will be bringing a message alongside with my husband. It's kind of hard for me to be still and be quiet. Hallelujah.
Pray for us. I know my wife, you know, she'll find some strength somewhere. See, I've seen her do 30 days and 40 days, you know, and fasting. The same kind of thing I've seen happen.
Jesus.
The strength came somewhere.
The strength of the Lord. I can do all things. I can do all things in Christ Jesus.
Strengthens me.
Amen.
You can do all things.
God bless you. God bless you once again. Let us pray. prayer.
Yes, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this one more opportunity to be with you here one more time. You have made this day for us, Father God, for us to enjoy it, for us to rejoice, for us to worship, for us to praise, for us to love, for us to forgive, for us to do all things through Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for doing it all. We thank you, Jesus, that when we woke up this morning, the first thing that was on our heart was to say good morning to you. And you were speaking to us today, Father God. You gave us your strength. You gave us your power to get up out of bed, Father God, and to go on our merry way having a day. Yes, we might have seen some type of obstacles in the day, Father God, but we thank you, Christ, for doing that for us and leading us in and out of these places in our lives. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We are blessed, and we are highly favored. We are blessed in the city.
Hallelujah.
And we are blessed in the field. And we thank you, Father God, for blessing us. We thank you, Father God, for not only blessing us, but you have blessed our loved ones.
You
have blessed our children.
You
have blessed our ministry.
You
have blessed our homes.
You
have blessed our finances.
You
have blessed every single thing that is.
Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Not only did you bless us, Father God, but you gave us your power.
Hallelujah.
You said, Father God, that the power that blesses is in the power of God. We just want to say thank you, Father God, for giving us your power to bless one another. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in each and every one of you than he is in the world.
Lord,
we thank you, Father God, for our church that you have every single one in
us
by the sound of our voice. Thank you, Father God, that you have given us your word. Not our word, but your word, Father God,
that's
going to go forth on this night, on this day, Father God, to be able to edify, to be able to build your church, Father God, because that's what you have called for us to do.
Glory.
We will preach the gospel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of mercy.
Jesus.
The gospel of grace.
Jesus.
The gospel of truth.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus. Your blood, Christ Jesus.
Oh, yes.
We need your blood because your blood is one that sanctifies us and heals us and redeems.
Have your way, God.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
for your blood.
Yes,
and it's
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And all they do agree, say
amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Move on, Miss Liza. Move and touch your touch right now. Yes, God. Oh,
hallelujah.
Heal. Heal, deliver, set free.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we bless your name.
Yes, thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And it's a good thing when the Holy Spirit shows up.
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit shows up, oh man, you just better be ready for all
types
of miracles, all
thank
different
you,
type of things. You know, healing shows up. You know,
thank you, Lord.
Everything that your heart desires shows up when the Holy Spirit shows up.
Amen. At this time, we'll have our scripture reading for our very own minister, Kimberly Rufford. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless God. Giving unto God. To the pastors and to everyone that's assembled today and everyone that will tune in. My name is Evangelist Kimberly Rufford, and I'll be reading Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16. Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16. Amen. And Matthew 5 and 14 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." 15 says, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." And verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And those scriptures are telling us that the light that's in us are all for God's glory. It's not for us to get puffed up or think that we're more than the next person, but it's for people to see the good works that we do to glorify our Father which is in heaven. So continue to let your light shine, and God will continue to bless you and bless everybody that heard the word, everybody that will do the word, and we give God the glory. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Minister Rufford, for the scripture on today and the understanding of the word. Amen. At this time, we'll have our song selection, and we'll be back for the message. Amen. Glory to God. Stay out there with us. Give me that. Glory to God. Better days are coming, but you can decree and declare today that better days are already here, that you're walking in your better days.
Hallelujah.
That you receive your better days and you're walking in your better days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you got God on your side, you can decree and declare that better days are coming. You can decree and declare that you're walking in your better days. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. This is the message part of our midweek service today. Let us pray as the message will be brought forward by me and my husband today, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and myself, Paulinika Manning, today. Father God, we just want to say thank you for one more time, Father God, that you've called us for such a time as this, Lord God. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of our lives. We give it to you, O God, for eternity. And we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through us in all areas of our life, fully and completed, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decrease so that you may have all the increase in us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and we declare you to be on the throne of our lives, in and over in all areas of our lives. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, in all, through all, and above all of our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. We come against every hindering spirit right now, every spirit of doubt and disbelief. We come against every fighting spirit, every fatigue spirit, every sleeping spirit, every familiar spirit, every spirit of oppression and depression, every spirit of anxiety. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask that you search our heart and mind, oh God, our spirit. If you find any wicked way or error in us, Father God, let it be taken out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for angels to be released right now to walk this any spirit in the heaven designed to block our prayers from being answered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit to receive the word today, and that we may operate into the fullness of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promise of the God and the Holy Spirit of the living God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. I'm without raising my voice, but if you know me on the inside, I'm so grateful. I'm so excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we don't think about what God is doing. Hallelujah. But when you take a moment, just realize that you are here. Hallelujah. And because you're here, God has counted you worthy. God has counted you just not enough to keep you here. Hallelujah. Give you one more time, as we were saying earlier, one more time to get it right, to do what God has called you to do in this earth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're just sitting around. We're just passing by. Hallelujah. We heard that a lot coming up, you know, in church. When somebody would go home to glory, said, we're just passing by. You know, we're just passing through this life. Hallelujah. So the message today, you all, is the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to teach today. We're going to be more teaching today so you can understand the power of the Holy Spirit that developed in you, because a lot of us thinking, do I have the Holy Spirit? How do I receive the Holy Spirit? And we're going to talk about that today. That is the message, the power of the Holy Spirit. And understand it is impossible to live a true Christian life as Jesus' disciples without the Holy Spirit. When we look in the book of Acts, you all, and you can follow me, and I'm not going to be too long here. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4 through 5, and I'll give you all a chance to get there. And we're in the book of Acts, chapter 1, 4 through 5, and then we're going to go to verse 8. So, excuse me, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4 through 5, chapter 1, verse 4 through 5, the Bible says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit in not many days from now. And then we look at, and this is a quote, we're just going to go on to 8. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? Verse 7 says, and he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So when we look at the word here, like I said, we're going to teach this thing tonight, the power of the Holy Spirit, have an understanding of the Holy Spirit. You always have to say in the name of Jesus Christ, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So here, Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit is not limited, you all, to strength beyond the ordinary. The power also involves courage, boldness, confidence, insight, ability, and authority. So the disciples will need all these gifts to fulfill their mission. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you can experience the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Jesus promised the disciples that they would receive power to witness after they received the Holy Spirit. Notice the progression here. They would, one, they would receive the Holy Spirit. Two, he would give them power. And three, they would witness with extraordinary results. Now, often we try to reverse the order and witness by our own power and authority. See, witnessing is not showing what we can do for God. It is showing and telling what God has done for us. So Jesus had instructed his disciples to witness to people of all nations about him. So, but they were told to wait. Understand this. They were told to wait. See, a lot of times we want to go before the Holy Spirit. We want to go before we receive so that we can operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. But they were told to wait. Understand this. They were told to wait first for the Holy Spirit. So God has important work for you to do. God has important work for you to do for him. But you must do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. When we often lack, when we often like to get on with the job, even if it means running ahead of God, but waiting is sometimes part of God's plan. Are you waiting and listening for God's complete instructions, or are you running ahead of his plans? That is the question. We need God. We need God's timing and power to be truly effective. So this verse here in verse 8, you all, we're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. This verse describes a series of widening circles. The gospel was to spread in geographically from Jerusalem into Judea and to Samaria and finally to the whole world. It will begin with the devout Jews in Jerusalem and Samaria to spread to the mixed race in Samaria and finally to be offered to the Gentiles in the uttermost part of the earth. So God's gospel has not reached its final destination. If someone in your family, in your workplace, in your school, or in your community hasn't heard about Jesus Christ, so we have to make sure that you are contributing in some way to ever widening the circle of God's loving message. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when we say the power of the Holy Spirit, and you, Pastor, you hit these points like you hit them right there where it is. You know, the Holy Spirit. It's definitely not just limited to chill bumps on your arm. It ain't limited to, you know, I'm a jump and I'm a shake and I'm a jiggle. You know, when the choir begin to sing, or when the preacher get up there, or the pastor get up there and he begin to preach, and I'm gonna make some noises and act like, you know, I'm gonna say this is the Holy Spirit. No, I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit won't cause or won't cause you to have, you know, type of reaction like that. But we have to look at the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is God that's living on the inside of you. And just like Pastor said here, the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you is living on the inside of you to be your instructor. That's what he's there for, you know, to be your instructor. You know, the Holy Spirit is there, you know, to be your coach, to be your counsel. If there's something going on in your mind, you know, you have the Holy Spirit to counsel you. You know, he's there, you know, to show you things that you don't even know, or to help you in things that maybe you have some type of fear. Or you have some, you know, you need some type of guidance there. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for. The Holy Spirit, you know, it's not just something that you do. No, the Holy Spirit is a living person. The Holy Spirit is God that's living on the inside. And I'm glad you took us right here to Acts chapter 2, because, I mean, you took us to Acts chapter 1. And I'm right here with you, Pastor. We're at Acts chapter 2. And I'll show you on just a couple scriptures right here in Acts chapter 2. And let's start right here. Let's start right here in verse 2. It says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting." 3 says, "Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them." Now look here. The Holy. Now see. Now we talking about, you know, the Holy Spirit. Now we just said that that the Holy Spirit is God living on the inside. Now see, here it is. You know, the disciples were sitting here. You know, and Jesus told them, you know, to be here. Just wait. Just wait. And here it is. You know, they were right there in the place. You know, they was waiting. And then here it is. It's saying the Holy Spirit came upon him and said it was like tongues upon each one of them's mouth. You know, there was tongues. There was the Holy Spirit that was on them. And they were beginning to speak. If we were read on through here, four says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, there are so many of us, and I want to show you this, the power of the Holy Spirit. There are so many of us that have confessed, you know, our sins, you know, to Christ. We had already confessed our sins. We had already, you know, came into agreement, you know, saying that God, you know, I need you. I need you. Will you enter into my life and be my Lord and Savior? I confess, you know, that you had died for my sins. You were buried, you know, and you rose again from the dead. And you ascended into heaven and sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Now, we have to realize something when you've done that. See, when you did that, what you did was you accepted this power, the Holy Ghost. You accepted the Holy Spirit. You invited him in to live on the inside. Now, because you have invited the Holy Spirit to live on the inside, now there is no more excuses to say, I'm not able to do. Yes, you were not able to do without the Holy Spirit, without God. But because you had accepted Jesus Christ into your life, now you are able to do. And Scripture tells us that.
Amen.
Scripture tells us, I'm able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, so don't say, you know, I don't know what to do when you have an unseen person is on the inside. Somebody you can't see, but you know that they're there. Then I told you the Holy Spirit was there to instruct you and to coach you. Use the Holy Spirit. Just like these like these disciples or these like these men right here, the disciples, you know what they did? They received the Holy Spirit. So because they received the Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongues, and you too have that power to speak in tongues. You have that power to, you know, speak in that holy language because it's God that's speaking on your behalf. When God speaks on your behalf, you know, things move. Things happen in your life. You don't know how it did, but you know that there's a God that's living on the inside of us doing it for you. Hallelujah.
Use your power.
Amen.
Use your power. Yes, use your power. Amen. I want to chime in on that because we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Because you said something powerful there that came to me. See, people think when they receive the Holy Spirit, you got to send the other spirits that are operating. And that's what I said on yesterday when it was in Bible study. Be careful all the altars that you go to because when they receive the Holy Spirit, you see in Scripture, it didn't say that they begin to fall down and convulse and scream and take off running and falling out.
No.
You got to send a different spirit. A familiar spirit that people are transferring to people, and they're thinking it's the Holy Spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is really intelligent. It doesn't act out in the way like that.
Convulsing
and screaming and howling and falling down and running crazy and stuff like that. You got to understand. You got to ask, what kind of spirit is that? What kind of spirit
does
that person transfer into that person? Because that's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is very Derek, you have to understand, the Holy Spirit is very intelligent. Doesn't act out in such a way. So you got to understand, I'm trying to see, they felt the Holy Spirit, they were shaking and falling out, ran into the wall and everything, they were screaming, the Holy Spirit came over. No, that's not the Holy Spirit. I want you to, you know, see, now we're unveiling it, you know, we're revealing the work of the enemy, you know, because he works in subtle ways. So people being that running to the altar, I want to get that. I want to get that feeling. No, that is not the Holy Spirit.
No.
You better get out of that place. If you see that going on, there's a transfer of a different type of spirit. They're operating with a familiar spirit, and they're transferring these spirits, and you wonder why so many things are happening in your life and why you can't be loose from these things, why are you bound to these things? Because you're thinking it's the Holy Spirit, but it's a whole knowledge of the Spirit now that's operating in you, that's a transfer of spirit. So I wanted to say that about what Pastor was saying, but also when we look in the Scripture, when we're talking about the tongues of fire, receiving the tongues, as it said, they spoke in different tongues. tongues and just understanding how what tongues are, how important those tongues are, and why tongues are fighting.
Yes.
So even when we pray, we ask for tongues of fire. You see, tongues, they symbolize speech and the communication of the gospel. So fire symbolizes God's purifying and presence, which burns away the undesired elements of our lives and sets our hearts aflame to ignite the lives of others. So understanding about the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because people really used to talk about people speaking in tongues, that's because they didn't understand. So at Pentecost, God confirmed the validity of the Holy Spirit ministry by sending fire, hallelujah. And Mount Zion, Mount Sinai, I'm sorry, fire had come down on one place at Pentecost. So fire came down on many believers, symbolizing that God's presence is now available to all who believe in him.
Right.
So all you got to do is receive, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is his work at your salvation when he places you in Jesus and makes you a permanent part of the whole body of Christ. Amen. We look in the book of 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, the Bible says, by one spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. That is only one requirement for receiving the Holy Spirit into your life, and that is believing. Just like that, believing and receiving, acting and believing, not just acting and hoping, I wish, maybe I can, but just believe. I mean, with no doubt, believing, and you shall receive it. The Bible says in Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Understand, the Holy Spirit is a gift. It is a gift.
Hallelujah.
It is a gift. Hallelujah. We are saved by the grace of God, the grace of God, and by the Father in heaven, by the Son and his crucifixion, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Here we are, here on earth, whereby he convicts us of our need for salvation. When we look in the book of Revelation 1 and 4, the Bible says, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God be to God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say one more thing, and I'll pass it back over to Pastor. As we're doing more teaching tonight and understand the power of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, how it's important, you all, how important it is that you receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because understand, when God breathed life into us, he breathed the Spirit of life. So all living things have a spirit of life. But we have to believe to receive the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit of the living God. It's one thing that God put life, breath into us, the life, the spirit of life that we live. Insects live, dogs, cats, they live, but they don't have the Holy Spirit. How do you get the Holy Spirit? By receiving it, by believing it and receiving it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So the Holy Spirit, y'all, the help of the Holy Spirit will remind us of God's word, you are in our daily situations. Isn't that a comfort to you all? We as humans, it's easy for us to lose focus on what has eternal value in this busy life. You know, we get so caught up on what's here on earth. As my husband preached last Sunday about, you know, keeping our mind on heavenly things and not earthly things, and storing up our riches in heaven. So the Holy Spirit can pump us, you all, in the moment where we most need it, to not return evil for evil or to cast all our cares on him, you all. It is important when you have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you, it will guide you, it will protect you, it will reveal the truth in the situation. And understand this, you are the only way to be saved is by the Holy Spirit convicting you
right.
of sin, giving you the gift of faith, and showing you the truth. You accept the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and God transformed your life through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Bible says in John 3 and 5, and I turn it back over to Pastor Manning, Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So now, you have to ask yourself this question. I'm going to ask you a question just like I asked you last Sunday. Ask you a question, you know. It's the same kind of question. Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you? The first thing
Amen.
That you do in the morning. Are you
Jesus.
Waking up in the morning? And communicating
Jesus.
With God that lives on the inside of you. Now,
Jesus.
Let me remind you that all night long while you slept, you know, there's certain types of sicknesses and diseases. They try to come up on your body while you're sleeping. But don't you know
Jesus.
That you have a living God that's living on the inside of you that's protecting you from all sicknesses and all diseases. I'm telling you, the spirit
Amen.
Of the living God that's living on the inside of
Jesus.
You. And when you woke
yes,
up
God.
This morning, it was not by your own power. It was the power of the Holy Ghost who woke you
Amen.
Up this morning, ready
Amen.
To speak to you, ready to
Jesus.
Communicate with you, ready to guide
Jesus.
You in all things and out of all things, showing
Amen.
You exactly
yes.
where you are supposed to place your feet at. Now,
Amen.
I'm asking this question because if you think that you don't have the Holy, if you think you don't have the power to speak in tongues, okay, well, you may have not, you know, gotten developed in that area yet. But that don't mean
Jesus.
That the Holy Spirit that is not operating in you and not speaking to you. Because I can tell you one thing, if you was about to walk in a place and it was kind of dark and secluded, you know, and then there's something that's on the inside and say, don't you walk in there, and you don't walk in there,
Jesus.
Who do you think that was telling you that?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who do you think that was
Hallelujah.
Speaking to you, telling you that? See,
Jesus.
That's the spirit of the living God. See, we have a spirit of discernment,
on,
you know, to have red flags
Jesus.
That pop up, you know, say, hey, don't
Jesus.
You do that. But the same, that same spirit that's in you, Pastor, the same spirit that's in me, and the
Jesus.
Same spirit that's in
Jesus.
One of you speak to you every single day, and it leads you and guides
Jesus.
You and coaches you. But are you allowing the Holy Spirit? Are you listening? That's a better way. Are you listening to him? Are you following the Holy
Amen.
Spirit? Or are you going before
Amen.
Doing all that you want to do?
Jesus.
I want to show you
yes,
something
Lord.
Over here in 2 Corinthians. Over here in 2 Corinthians chapter
Jesus.
3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And I want to show you this
mm-hmm.
scripture here. 17. 17
mm-hmm.
right here says, now the Lord of the Spirit. We're talking about that same Spirit. We're talking about our God. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now the Lord of the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. All right.
Amen.
So now we just established that, you know, that hey, we are in Christ, and you know the Spirit of the Lord is. And this scripture right here is saying that, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, you know, there is liberty. You know, I know we have misinterpreted that, you know, in so many ways, but we're gonna look at this, you know, in the way how we need to look at it. There
yeah.
are so many things. There are so many things, you know, after we had received, you know, Christ into our life, there are so many things that keep popping up in our head. It keeps popping up in our way. It comes, you know, out of nowhere that causes us to be shamed. It causes us to be guilty. And it causes us
Jesus.
To be condemned. It definitely do. It does it every single day. Every single day, all day, there's something that pops
Jesus.
Up that calls us to be in that place of condemnation, of being
Help
shamed and,
yes.
and guilt. And here it is. Here it is. We have the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us. So
Jesus.
Now because we have the Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of us, you know, it's for us to be be free. It's for us to be free from shame, free from guilt, and
yes.
free from condemnation. It's that's what it's for. Anything else that you are operating in or that is operating in you, that's a better way to put it. Anything else that is operating in you, that is not the Holy Spirit. That is the work of self. That's the work of pride. And a lot of times we try to blame
Jesus.
It on faith. That's the work of the old
Jesus.
Man or the old woman that's trying to come up and try to, I'm going to do it how I want to do it. I'm going to say it how I want to say it. When you have a Savior that's on the inside, you have a coach, how you going to do something without the coach?
Jesus.
Man, how you going to do something without instructions? You just want to do it how you think that you want to do it. And then when you mess it up, and here it is, shame and condemnation and guilt pops up.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This is that liberty right here that this scripture right here is talking about. Don't get in that
Amen.
Place of being a Christian man or a Christian woman. That means you're a follower
Jesus.
Of Christ. That means you're led by the Holy Spirit to go back in that place of being led by self or being led by the wicked
Father.
One. Don't go back in that place. That's
Jesus.
Why you have the Holy Spirit, so you won't be condemned. No, the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Fulfills you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You said from there, Pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, yes. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, and we're talking about being guided, and even in our time of weakness, when we look in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26 to 27,
yes.
That's, again, it's Romans, chapter 8, verse 26 to 27, the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not mm-hmm. know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings
right.
which cannot be uttered. Verse 27 says, now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Understand, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercessions yes. for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. So here, as a believer, as we are believers, you are not left to your own resources to cope with problems. You have the Holy Spirit. Like my husband said, the Holy Spirit that is in you says, hey, don't go this way. So, you know, you get that feeling, I shouldn't go in there. Something don't seem right, don't feel right. It's a check in your
yes.
spirit. So even when you don't know the right words to pray or what to do, the Holy Spirit prays with you or for you. So the Holy Spirit
prays
with and for you, and God answers you all. So with God helping you pray, understand this, God is helping you pray because it's the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in you. So you don't need to be afraid to come before him. Ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for you according to the will of God. Then when you bring your request to God, trust that he will always do what is best. That is the thing. Trust and believe he's going to always do what is best, because you don't know what's, you don't know what's after this. You don't know what's to come. So just trust God that he's going to do what is best for you. Amen. And so as we're, you know, as we're studying here, like I said, this is the time of just really getting the revelation to understand, because the Bible says that our people, if people are perish from the lack of knowledge, and because we don't have the information to understand, we perish because we don't know. And when we don't know no better, we can't do no better. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of Christ. So that's what we're doing here tonight, and understanding that you all, you can't receive just a part of God. In receiving God the Son, you are receiving the fullness of God into your life. That
yeah.
person
yeah.
of God who
Hallelujah.
Resides within you, dwells in you, abides in you, fills you, is the Holy Spirit. He has given us
yeah.
the fullness of his own nature, that we truly may be created anew spiritually in his likenesses. So understand, when we look in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 16 through 18, the Bible says, of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth we realize through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God, hallelujah, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. So you understand that, hallelujah, how important the power of the Holy Spirit is, because it is the Holy Spirit of the living God. We're not just talking about the Spirit. People would say, you know, I feel something in my spirit. But we're talking about the Holy Spirit, because there are many spirits that are operating. So you got to ask the person, what spirit are you talking about? My spirit is saying, what spirit is that? See, there are three persons of the Trinity. There is one Godhead, three persons, God the Father,
yeah,
the
right.
Son, and the Holy Spirit,
right.
and are intimately
right.
and actively involved with all creation. The Father does his work. The Son does his work. The Spirit does his work. So each has a vital role in every believer's life. When we look in 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 through 2, you all, the Bible says, to those who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctified work of the Spirit, to the obeyed Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace be yours in the fullest measure. Amen. So we have to understand, hallelujah, how important is this gift of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit to dwell in us and being led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We don't worship three gods, you all. We don't worship three gods. We have one God who exists with three unique functions. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit live in perfect agreement
right.
and oneness with all the same attributes. Each is eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, unchanging, equal, and fully God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We have a few minutes left in midweek service. And Pastor, go ahead. You can wrap it up for us, and we'll go ahead and open up the doors of the church right after Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, what a great message that's going forth tonight. You know, I didn't want to be too cute with this thing, because, you know, I don't want to slip into that place of acting like that I got the Holy Ghost, acting like that I got the Holy Spirit. So every single thing that you speak, every single thing that you speak, you should speak it being led by the Holy Spirit. It don't matter what it is. It don't matter what it is. You know, we have the excellent seed that lives on the inside. And it's excellent seed. If you will listen to him, you won't say certain things that you want to say. You won't do certain things. You won't put your eyes on something that the Holy Spirit said, don't look at that. No, you won't do that. You won't do that. You won't even be in that place of seeing, you know, how can I satisfy self?
Jesus.
Throw me over here. Throw me over here to Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to show you something over here in Galatians chapter 5. We'll start right here at 13. Galatians chapter 5 and 13 says, for you, brethren, have been called to the liberty. I'm talking about right now, you know, to have the Holy Spirit. Only, it says, only do not use the liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love and service to one another. Hallelujah. God ain't not your errand boy. The Holy Spirit is not your errand boy, just running errands and just giving you it's a Christmas list. I got to get this. I got to get that. No, the Holy Spirit is excellent. It's for you to be able to serve, not sell first. That's what the Holy Spirit does. For to make sure to build. You know, that's what you are called to do, to build the church, and the Holy Spirit is there for to build you. Things is on the inside.
Amen.
It don't need to be on the inside. No, that's why you have the Holy Spirit to correct these things. How much oppression have you been in? How much depression have you been in? If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost that came in on the inside, you'll still be in that depression. You'll still be in that anger. You'll still be in that anxiety state of mind. Now, see, I'm speaking to somebody because I don't know who I'm speaking to, but if you still find yourself in that depressive state of mind or that anxiety state of mind, have you really allowed the Holy Spirit to work in you and work through you? Have you really, or have you went back into that place of self? Have you went back into that place of pride? Have you went to that old lustful, let me see what I can do for my flesh itself? You have the power of the Holy Spirit. I think Pastor said that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God bless you. I got to give this one more. 16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Walk in the Spirit,
Walk in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a change agent.
The Holy Spirit.
I want to say that the
Holy
Spirit is a change agent. Radical change
is
possible. We have everything we need to become all he wants us to become. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we open up the doors of the church. If there be one today.
If there's anyone that have not given your life over to Christ, and this spirit that we're talking about, this Holy Spirit, see, I'm a witness. I'm here to witness to you. The same spirit that's in me is for you too. And he's calling you. He's calling you. Accept the calling. You're able to do all things with the spirit of the living God that's living on the inside. It don't matter what it is. Let it be you today.
Amen.
Maybe there's one. Maybe there's one that, you know, that got back into self. They back underneath the old rulership, the old laws. You know, I got to do this to get that. Come out of that place. Maybe that's you want to rededicate your life and being led with the Holy Spirit again, or the Holy Ghost again. Let us pray for you. There might be one that, you know, have a special prayer, you know, that need a healing today, or deliverance for something, or they just need to just, you know, let something out. Maybe there's something that's on the inside. You need to let it out. You know, let us pray with you. Let us pray with you on this time. You know, this is the time. Someone maybe even looking for a church home. Someone may be looking for a pastor. Allow Pastor Tawanika and I to be your pastor. We would love to lead you to this place, to the kingdom.
Amen.
Not our place, you know, not our church, but God's house, God's church. There might be one. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We're going to pray right now for our sister, Marlisha. Marlisha Carter right now. She asked him for prayer, as well as our sister, Valencia Elizabeth Allen. Let us pray. If you all can come into agreement with us right now. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we can thank you, Lord, but here today we thank you, Lord. We come touching and agreeing on tonight, Father God, knowing that you hear our prayers and that you answer our prayers. So, Father God, we come standing in the gap for our dear friends and loved ones, oh God. We come lifting up your daughter, Valencia, Elizabeth Allen. We pray for divine help and healing, oh God. We pray right
you
now
all of
for speedy recovery right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, that you would send your angels of healing, oh God, oh Lord, to come and minister to our body right now as she's in the hospital, oh God. We ask you, call upon you, Jehovah Shammah, that you will come to your daughter, Lord, wrap her up in your arms, oh God. Let her feel you through your presence in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ victory over our health, victory over our healing and deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you're champion one angels around to protect her and keep her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cancel every assignment of the wicked one, the evil doer, Satan, and his agents right now. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you would send your angelic doctors and our medical staff to see about your daughter. We come for every assignment of the wicked one that's in the medical field right now. We command them to cease their works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they won't even see her name or paperwork, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We lift up your daughter, Marlisha Carter, oh God. We pray for divine provision, oh God. We pray for divine provisions right now, that you would divinely intervene and turn the situation all around for good. We pray for financial increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that you will make a way out of no way for your daughter, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every need be met, oh God, and let there be no lack of your goodness operating through and about our life, oh God. Lord, we ask that you send help on today, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for your ever present help and the help that's on the way for your daughter, Marlisha, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you and we love you. Oh Lord, we bless everyone that's on the line today, oh God. Lord, touch every heart and mind and soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, bless their home. We plead the blood of Jesus also everyone that's on the call today, over their home, all that they have, all that's in their home right now. For all that's covered and blessed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against your children shall be condemned, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you that we're blessed. Hallelujah. And they will go from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we seal this cell with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the power of the Holy Ghost is the living God. And we thank you, and we thank you, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you at this time. We'll be through have our tithes and offering right now at this time. So if you have your tithes and offering, if you can hold those up right now and send those over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel. And if you don't have Cash App, you can call us for another way to send those in at 346-719-3349. If you already sent in your tithes and offering, then we've prayed over those for you. So whenever you do send them in, we do pray over your tithes and offering that there'll be no lack in your giving. So, dear Jesus, make us, oh God, an emissary, oh God, for your kingdom. Honor our tithes, oh God, and offering. In our office and cause them to multiply where we send them, oh God, to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, that we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiplying generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money, oh God, with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It's not fragility, your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart, and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory, and we all say amen, amen, and amen. Mm-hmm. At this time, we'll have our announcements from Sister Dillard. Sister Dillard, are you ready for the announcements? God bless you. Amen. Sister Dillard, do you have the announcements? Sister Dillard? Okay, I guess she's on the line, but I'm not sure.
I'm here.
How many of you call her? Okay, let me go back to her. Sister Dillard?
Hey, I'm here. My phone was muted. The announcement for Sunday. Just one second. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. The announcement for tonight or on Monday at 6 a.m. we have intercessory prayer. We fast from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's on Monday to 12 noon. on Monday. Tuesday is one-on-one counseling. The number to call is 346-719-3349. On Wednesday at 7 p.m. is Bible study. Then on Thursday at 7 p.m. is midweek service. Then Sunday service is at 2 p.m. at the same number we're on tonight at. You can say the number because I don't have it in front of me.
845-277-9213, the same number you're calling today.
Amen. And then on Monday through Thursday, we have the Shout, hosted by Pastor Tawanika Manning, run Monday through Thursday at noon. We are looking to, and the number to call is the same number we're on tonight. And we are looking to adopt a family or families we can give to this holiday season. So if you know anyone, email that information to the pastor, the preacher, and the pastor at gmail.com.
Amen.
That's all announcements for tonight. Anything else, Pastor?
Amen. And starting January the 1st through February 9th, we have our 40 days of fasting and prayer. 40 days of prayer. We're praying globally around the world, praying for God's children around the world, but that will start January the 1st until February 9th. Just ask God what kind of fasting. Everybody won't have the same fast. You led. You may need to cut off television. You may need to, you know, get quiet for some time or stop drinking soda, whatever it is that is pulling you. Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Dillard, for the announcements. God bless you. God bless you. You all, we're back on Sunday. Today is Thursday. So we thank God once again to be here. At this time, we have our benediction for our very own Pastor Manning.
Amen. Amen. I just want to thank each and every one of you, you know, for allowing the Holy Spirit, you know, to govern you, you know, and to speak to you tonight. You know, don't come out of that place. You know, don't come out of that place. You know, there's so many different places that we can be, but the Holy Spirit is there for us, and we thank God for being there for us.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the lasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you.
God bless you all. We didn't get a chance to say happy birthday to Victoria, our daughter. She turned 15 today.
Yes.
So happy birthday,
okay.
Victoria.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in this. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. It's in Jesus' name that we pray that we're saved, that we're here. Amen. Glory to God, you all. Be blessed. Have a good night. We love you. Receive it. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say.